The Effect of Receiving the Spirit, April 29. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to exalt the Lord alone, and guided the pens of the sacred historians, that the record of the words and works of Christ might be given to the world. Today the Spirit is constantly at work, seeking to draw the attention of men to the great sacrifice made upon the cross of Calvary, to unfold to the world the love of God to man, and to open to the convicted soul the promises of the Scriptures. It is the Spirit that causes to shine into darkened minds the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness, that makes men's hearts burn within them with an awakened realization of the truths of eternity, that presents before the mind the great standard of righteousness, and convinces of sin, that inspires faith in Him who alone can save from sin, that works to transform character by withdrawing the affections of men from those things that are temporal and perishable, and fixing them upon the eternal inheritance. The Spirit recreates, refines, and sanctifies human beings, fitting them to become members of the royal family, children of the heavenly King. When one is fully emptied of self, when every false god is cast out of the soul, the vacuum is filled by the inflowing of the Spirit of Christ. Such a one has the faith that purifies the soul from defilement. He is conformed to the Spirit, and he minds the things of the Spirit. He has no confidence in self. Christ is all and in all. He receives with meekness the truth that is constantly being unfolded, and gives the Lord all the glory, saying, "God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." The Spirit that reveals also works in him the fruits of righteousness. Christ is in him, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. He is a branch of the true vine, and bears rich clusters of fruit to the glory of God. What is the character of the fruit born? The fruit of the Spirit is love, not hatred, joy, not discontent and mourning, peace, not irritation, anxiety, and manufactured trials. It is long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Those who have this Spirit are earnest workers together with God. They speak words of solid sense, and from the treasury of the heart bring forth pure, sacred things, after the example of Christ.